Oxford Bookworms, Stage 4. Published by FLTRP, Copyright Oxford University Press, 2009.
书虫牛津英汉双语读物第四集. 红字.
The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne. Text adaptation by John Escott. Read by Oliver Wyman. Salem, my hometown, is a quiet place, and not many ships call at the port here, though in the last century, before the war with Britain, the port was often busy. Now the ships go down the coast to the great seaports of Boston or New York, and grass grows in the streets around the old port buildings in Salem. For a few years, when I was a young man, I worked in the port offices of Salem. Most of the time, there was very little work to do, and one day in 1849, I was looking through an old wooden box in one of the dusty, unused rooms of the building. It was full of papers about long-forgotten ships, but then something red caught my eye. I took it out and saw that it was a piece of red material, in the shape of a letter about 10 centimeters long. It was the capital letter A. It was a wonderful piece of needlework, with patterns of gold thread around the letter, but the material was now worn thin with age. It was a strange thing to find. What could it mean? Was it once part of some fashionable lady's dress long years ago? Perhaps a mark to show that the wearer was a famous person, or someone of good family, or great importance. I held it in my hands, wondering, and it seemed to me that the scarlet letter had some deep meaning which I could not understand. Then I held the letter to my chest, and, you must not doubt my words, experienced a strange feeling of burning heat. Suddenly the letter seemed to be not red material, but red-hot metal. I trembled and let the letter fall upon the floor. Then I saw that there was an old packet of papers next to its place in the box. I opened the packet carefully and began to read. There were several papers explaining the history of the Scarlet Letter and containing many details of the life and experiences of a woman called Hester Prynne. She had died long ago, sometime in the 1690s, but many people in the state of Massachusetts at that time had known her name and story. And it is Hester Prynne's story that I tell you now. It is a story of the early years of Boston, soon after the city fathers had built with their own hands the first wooden buildings, the houses, the churches, and the prison.